Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, Official Heating and Cooling Company, The Junks. It's Bishcakes, EB, and JP talking NFL draft, talking about Adam Peters' first draft for the Commanders. It's going to be defined by Jaden Daniels, who was drafted number two, and he's going to be compared throughout his career to Caleb Williams. Now, they couldn't have drafted Caleb Williams. He was number one, but Jaden's going to be compared to Caleb Williams, to Drake May, and the rest of the guys who were drafted
more to the
in the top 12.
The non-Caleb Williams
yes.
group, because,
yeah.
I mean, this team didn't have the opportunity to draft Caleb.
Yeah.
So it should be more with Drake May and the others,
right.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah. I'll agree with you. I'm just saying that you're going to stack them all like that. Yeah. That group is going to be known. These six guys who were drafted in the top 12, including Bo Nix.
We need Jaden to hit. We just need that hit.
So the draft will be defined by Jaden Daniels, but they drafted an offensive lineman a little bit later than some of us would have liked. They drafted a wide receiver, which we knew they needed to do. He's a McCaffrey. They drafted a defensive tackle, which was a little bit of a surprise because that's one of the positions where we thought they had some depth, but they obviously thought best player available. He goes by Johnny Newton.
On
so
Mel
what
Kiper's
do you think?
Board, he was the second-ranked defensive tackle and 21st overall. So mm-hmm. if you base it off just one guy's list, they got him 15 picks after that.
Right.
So they clearly liked him in that value.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines.
Right.
We've got Tarik El-Bashir join us in 20 minutes to talk Capitals, who, of course, were swept by the Rangers.
All right, this guy, Joe calling from L.A. Does that mean it's like 4 in the morning in L.A.?
If that's where he's calling from.
Right. Well, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, you guys. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Joe?
What are you up so early for?
I am commuting to work. I commute 85 miles each way. I work in the port of L.A.
Oh, man, wow. I thought my commute stunk. You just made me feel
so
a lot
where
better.
So you work in the port of L.A.? Where do you live?
I live in a town called Temecula, wine country.
Right. Yeah.
And like I said, I work in the port of L.A. I've been doing it for 25. I've been doing this drive for the past 12 years, and
wow.
I've been working where I work for the past 25
years. How'd you stumble on the show?
Well, I listened to you guys on Odyssey, and I've been a fan since 1982. My brother's been a fan since 1974.
Gotcha.
And I fly out to D.C. every year like clockwork.
For
and
games.
Every year,
and
I get my
committed.
Heart broken.
Wow.
Right.
I have a Redskins tattoo that is not coming off at all.
Right.
And with this draft, I am not happy at all. I am not a Jaden Daniels fan at all.
What don't you like? What don't you like about Jaden?
Why are you anti-Jaden Daniels?
I don't like his size, and I don't like running quarterbacks. I don't at all. And the draft,
Hold on. I was pumped up. You don't like the fact that quarterbacks can make plays with their legs if everything else breaks down around them.
Not all the time. Let me rephrase that. Not all the time. Not all the time.
Do you think he's just going to break the pocket and run every single time?
But that's kind of what they were saying. Like, he doesn't do that. Like, he threw 40 touchdowns.
You know what, though? Every year, the draft is the most, for me, it's the most saddest day. Because within the next 5 years, and we all know it. You guys can Google it. How many starting quarterbacks survive? I mean, we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen this whole year. And then, God forbid, if he gets hurt, and then we got Mariota. Are you kidding me?
All right, hold on. Do you have no faith?
Like a Debbie Downer. Yeah. I hate to sound like a Debbie Downer, but it's for me. I'm not happy. And you know, we all have our opinions, and that's my opinion.
So you have no faith in Adam Peters running the draft room?
Oh, I love Adam Peters. I think he's going to be the next Bobby Bethard.
Then what are you worried about?
I love him.
He's worried about a running quarterback.
Like, you got to trust his acumen and his intelligence and his. He's been in this game for 20 years.
I think he might get hurt. I really do. I just think he might get hurt.
Well, most quarterbacks do.
And Joe, you know, most teams are in a bad spot if their first quarterback gets hurt. So yeah. I mean, I'm not a Mariota fan either, but it is what it is. I mean, if you have a backup quarterback playing, you're going to be struggling. And you could say that for most teams. So you just have to hope that Daniels stays healthy.
From your mouth to God's ears.
Uh-huh. Who would you have liked them to have drafted at number two?
It's a roll of dice. I mean, Drake May. Or the kid that Denver drafted,
Bo Nix.
They weren't going to draft Nix at two.
No, I know they weren't. Yeah. They weren't even. I don't think it was even on their map.
Right. You know why? Because Jaden Daniels is clearly a better prospect than Bo Nix, and that's why you pick him at two. Mm-hmm. That's why Bo Nix is there at 12.
All right, hey Joe, got to run. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, all good right, luck buddy. On that commute, my man. That just is brutal.
Just by comparison. Jaden Daniels last year had 135 rushing attempts. Mm-hmm. The year before had 186. Mm-hmm. Seems like a lot. Caleb Williams, the last 2 years, had 113 and 97. Mm-hmm. Drake May had, how about this? In 2022, he had 184 rushing attempts.
Right.
Now he only averaged 3.8 yards per carry, and then he had 112. So Jaden Daniels, it's a high volume of runs. But also, he has spectacular runs.
Right.
And everybody's going to have the same fear. Everybody's watched the highlights. He takes some huge hits.
Well, they got to work on that.
I'm sure that Kingsbury and the staff, Tavita Pritchard and all those guys are going to drill him relentlessly on running out of bounds whenever he can.
You just have to hope that this staff can correct a bunch of those things. It's not going to happen overnight. It's an impossible position to play. It's not going to happen overnight. But over time, you got to hope that they coach him up and he's making better decisions than he was at LSU.
How can they not trust Adam Peters and his staff after coming off the buffoonery with Ron and his staff picking the players? Aren't there zero players left from the 2020 draft class that Ron picked? Zero.
Probably. Yeah.
Not a single one still on the roster.
Yeah, but it's not.
That's embarrassing.
But it's not a criticism of Peters because Ron sucked. It's just that guy's just beaten down. The guy that Coach called in, he's just beaten down. Yeah, he thinks they're all going to suck. Right. It's never going
to
work.
He's lived through 30
years. Also, maybe he has to earn
disappointment.
He has to earn your trust. Like, there's no reason to trust him.
I agree with that.
Like, you can say, I'm going to trust Adam Peters. For the Commanders, he has no track record right now.
You have to see results.
You can like the picks right now.
The benefit of the doubt. Yeah. It's called the benefit of the doubt.
I look at what he's done with winning organizations and feel like he should be able to do the same thing here.
But I thought the same thing of McLuhan, right? We all read the ESPN article, the glowing piece of McLuhan. What a brilliant evaluator. And that guy sucked.
Look, maybe in 4 or 5 years, we're sitting here saying, Adam Peters blows. He doesn't know what he's doing.
But like, 2 years. I'll know in 2 years.
Okay.
Well, if Daniels is getting better, if Daniels signs another contract with this team, it's a huge win.
Yes.
Assuming health. Which you just have to assume. I assume his floor is Fields. And Fields was borderline. There was some talk that they would keep. I think that's his floor.
Hopefully that's the case.
Because I think he's a better passer than him. I don't think he's quite as good a runner, but I think he's a better passer than him. Let's go to Sean Chantilly. Sean, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, long-time listener, lifelong Redskins fan. The draft was okay to me. Only thing that I had a problem with, which I don't see a lot of people talking about, is Philly moving up 10 spots, and we had to give up one of our third-round picks. I didn't understand that trade scenario.
Yeah, right.
Division rival, and you give up a highly rated cornerback to a division rival, which was a need. I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah. Where
trading out of the 40.
When did they do that? They did that in the second round? Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't quite
round.
Understand the deal with Philly, but I guess sometimes that happens. I thought that was a little unusual too, but when you trade with a division rival, I don't quite get that, but I guess if you do your little chart thingy and it works out.
That's what the math says, right?
Let's go to Reggie.
But a lot
Baltimore.
Of people thought that Cooper DeJean was going to be a first-round pick, mm-hmm. and you know Philly clearly felt like they stole him.
Yeah. That guy is a freak athlete too.
Mm-hmm.
Reggie, what's up, buddy?
Look at me.
Hey,
Reggie.
Good morning, fellas.
What's
Thanks
up?
For taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, man. I mean, I definitely like Jaden Daniels. Definitely give him a A+ on that pick. I love this guy. I watch tape on him. I like Newton at the second pick. I like that pick because the guy is the numbers that they were giving him.
I mean, everybody was raving about that pick. It was virtually unanimous. Everybody's like, oh, they stole him.
But some fans were upset they didn't draft the tackle right there.
Right, but you understand why they did.
Yeah, too bad.
Because
they felt like Newton stole the guy.
Yeah. Better value.
I trust Adam Peters' opinion of who he's picking at 36 over a fan from Chantilly who doesn't know what they're talking about.
All right, everyone hated the pick as soon as it happened. Yeah. The defensive tackle. I mean, everyone
you know
hated
that
it. And then everyone, then
Good
everyone
the
fell in line. Then everyone fell in line
fade
when the
public.
Media said they stole it.
Don't you generally fade the public when it comes to betting? Fade all of those dummies out.
I don't know why you're so upset at the fans. Look, they could be proven right, and Adam Peters could be proven wrong.
Of course I'm going to side with the GM. This is his life's work over a fan who gets hammered out in front of FedEx Field 10 times a year.
It was Ron Rivera's life's work, too.
Yeah. No, I trust
this guy more than I trust Ron Rivera.
A lot of people hammered the pick. I didn't
He's
hammer
got a
the pick.
Way better
In fact,
rep.
I predicted they wouldn't take a tackle with that pick.
Why would you reach for a tackle?
It.
Well, the
Why
next tackle.
I saw the run on tackle.
It's not just tackle. It was everyone was salivating for Kool-Aid. Everyone was salivating for Cooper. And then all of a sudden, this monkey wrench was thrown in the draft. And everyone was like, what the heck just happened? And then they had to be told that it was a good pick. And then they go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Adam Peters is cooking.
If Peters had them ranked higher, he would have taken them there.
So hold
and
on.
He didn't.
What is your – so you think – what is your what
no,
is
no,
your
no,
point?
I'm just – I'm battling the fact that everyone praised the pick. Everyone praised the pick when they were told it was a good pick.
I won't praise the pick.
Well, that's how you are for all of them. I mean, we only know five players in a draft. I mean you have to
No
be
one
told.
Knows anything about
Everybody
Johnny Newton.
Everybody says it was a great value. I trust
Nobody, them. No one calling is watching. I mean, unless you went to Illinois, you're not watching
Nobody
Illinois
knows.
Football.
Now I'm praying that Johnny Newton turns into the neck like a mini Aaron Donald.
I'll be the outlier here. I'm not going to praise the pick. And I understand the rationale. I get it. Mm-hmm. However, I would have taken the highest ranked lineman.
Stop. You would take
over
would take,
a guy who's just going to be a depth guy right now.
You would take an inferior player. You would take a player ranked lower just because it's a need.
But see, JP,
you're
JP,
a bad GM.
JP,
in my
it's
opinion.
Not like it's ranked that much lower.
You're a bad GM.
No.
You're telling me there's that much difference between the 36th and the 37th guy?
Hold on.
Do they need an offensive lineman, Cakes?
Yeah, they got one that they had ranked apparently high
in
the
JP,
third round.
The next tackle that went after Newton went 20 picks after that. All right, so there clearly was a huge gap between whoever the previous offensive tackle selected to the next one. It was a huge gap.
I actually thought they were going to take a corner, to be honest with you, the corners were dropping.
Yeah, and there were some good ones available, yeah.
Yeah.
But you just have to trust that
I didn't trust them. Everyone said it was a good pick.
And you're saying that Newton's going to be like a depth guy and a backup, possibly, but what if Jonathan Allen's not here after next year? He could be your starting defensive tackle.
Absolutely.
Well, again,
and
you
can't
at a just draft based on this year. That's what we want. That's
totally
all we care about.
That.
But again, I saw it in Rizzo's office. I haven't been in Adam Peters' office, but they have this stuff all planned out years in advance. They got to have a plan.
Of course they have plans.
Can't just draft for 1 year.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we will talk about the Washington Capitals. This will probably be the last segment for quite some time.
Oh, sad.
They get
face.
Swept by the Rangers. Tarik El-Bashir covers the Caps, joins us next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
The Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Later in the show, 8 o'clock, Mike Lombardi joins us. We'll get his perspective on the draft. He's the host of the GM Shuffle pod. 9 o'clock, our pal Chris Russell joins us. But right now, joining us on the BetQL Guest Hotline, covers the Caps for the Monumental Sports Network. It's Tariq El-Bashir. Hey, Tariq.
Hey, buddy. Sorry. Took me a second there to get you.
Tariq? Oh, all good.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
how are
morning.
You? Yeah, good morning.
Fantastic.
So, tough series, obviously. Yeah. You know, I think realistically, you got to go in knowing you're big dogs. Hoping it wasn't going to go the route of the sweep, but after the first two, it certainly didn't look good. When did you realize a sweep was kind of like in play here?
Honestly, I didn't think it was going to happen until probably midway through game four, yesterday's game.
Really?
Sweeps are just hard. I mean, just look around the league. I mean, the Caps are the only team that's been swept so far. I mean, you just go back in history a little bit, too. The Capitals have only – the last time they were swept by a team was 2011. I remember covering that series really well, second round against Tampa Bay. So that was, what, 13 years ago. And the Caps have never swept an opponent in a seven-game series in their existence. They just don't happen that much. So I thought they were gonna get a game yesterday, send it back to New York, make things a little bit harder on the Rangers. I was a little surprised.
But, Tariq, it was definitely a bad omen when less than a minute into the game, Nick Jensen commits just an awful turnover. And, you know, Lindgren has no shot at stopping Kako's shot at that, you know, from 10 feet, 12 feet away. I would guess most Caps fans saw that. And then they were like, all right, now the sweep might be coming, even though the Caps did tie it up eventually, made it a game. But that was a bad way for that game to start last night.
Yeah, I felt bad for Nick, too, because, players always tell me that getting back into the regular season game after a long layoff is like trying to catch a train that's already moving. And, you know, in the playoffs where everything is 15, 20, 25% faster and more intense, it's like trying to catch a bullet train, right? I mean, it's even harder. And you could tell things were moving a little quickly there for him. You just can't simulate game speed in practice, and you certainly can't simulate playoff speed and intensity in practice. It was just a bobble of the puck, and it happened at the wrong time, at the exact wrong part of the ice, and Kako's not going to miss from there. So, it didn't get off to a great start, but, you know, I thought it was a relatively even game until probably late in the second period where it looked like, despite the Caps' best efforts, things just weren't going their way.
I saw after the game, Carberry said that the series, even though it was a sweep, it wasn't lopsided, thought it was closer than it was, but did point to the special teams. Was that the real difference?
Yeah, that's how it looked to me. To a certain extent, I agree with Coach there. 5-on-5, I thought it was relatively evenly matched, although, you know, personnel-wise, they certainly have more on their side. But, yeah, you look at the special teams, they had six power play goals. The Caps had two, but also gave up two shorthanded goals. In the history of the NHL, guys, when a team scores shorthanded in the regular season or in the postseason, they go on to win the game 70% of the time. So they gave up two of those in back-to-back games. And I looked up the last time the Rangers scored back-to-back shorties in the playoffs was 34 years ago. So that's also rare. And so that was a bad omen. It's really hard to overcome special teams that are that kind of one-sided. I just think in general, you know, the tolerances, the margins for the Capitals were so thin. They were so tight for them. And you look at the games they won down the stretch when they went 3-0 to get in on the last day, 4-1 in the last five. You look at those games and something made the difference. Like one thing or maybe two things made the difference. You know, either Charlie Lindgren stole a game or the power play scored a goal at an important time, or the penalty kill went 5 for 5 and saved the day a couple of times. And sometimes they got one of those, sometimes they got two of those. I felt like in this series they never really got any of that at the same time.
Tark, no real way to sugarcoat this, and I love the guy, but Ovi was a complete ghost in this series. No points, only managed 5 shots through 4 games on goal. And then kind of embarrassingly, in the 4th game, his ice time was really cut down. You could tell, and they were talking about it on the broadcast. Seems like Carberry gave him a little bit more ice time later, but I think for long stretches, especially of the late first through the second period, where Ovi was just not on the ice.
Was he hurt?
He told us after the game that he was healthy and that he just didn't play well. Those were his words.
Uh-huh.
You're right. Yesterday's game, this series, it felt like the start of the season. Mm. You know, it felt like that Ovi that we saw back in October, where I was like, ooh, what's wrong here? What's going on here? I think that his second half to the year, coming off the All-Star break, when he, you know, really kind of came to life and was scoring regularly, I think that raised expectations, maybe even a little bit too high. And guys, look, I don't like to make excuses. This is pro sports. These are big boys. They get paid a lot of money. Ovi's still 38 years old. I mean, you know, I look at Wayne Gretzky, the guy he's chasing for the all-time goals record. He scored 9 goals when he was 38. Mm. You know, Ovi topped 30. Mm. Wayne didn't make the playoffs with the Rangers in 99. You know, Ovi carried a team to the playoffs. Again, not making excuses, because he did look like a shell of himself in this series. I think he just ran out of gas. Mm-hmm. I mean, Father Time comes for all of us.
Right.
And it's certainly been knocking on his door for a little bit. And, you know, I think we'll see how the regular season starts next year. But, you know, I still feel like every year it's going to get harder and harder. And he's got 2 years left on this contract. And I still think he gets to Gretzky, but it's going to get increasingly harder as he gets older.
All right, what's the future of TJ Oshie?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there were some signs, just the way his teammates, the way Carberry talked about him last night. Mm-hmm. You know, I was down on ice level for TNT at the handshake line, and you could tell he was just kind of soaking in the moment a little bit. He's one of the last guys to leave the ice. You know, his family went to New York. You know, wife and kids were there for those games up there. That's just me reading the tea leaves. I can't imagine that he wants to hang them up, but sometimes your body wins.
Your body tells you.
And as a player, you lose. Right. I just don't know if he can physically do it anymore. But so guys don't retire when they have time and term and money left on their contract to go in LTI. And you know, so similar to like what Nicholas Backstrom did at the start of this year. And again, I don't know what the future is for TJ, but I do know that it took a heck of a lot for him to get on the ice for practice. It took even more for him to get on the ice for games. I mean, he was a real warrior. People could see the things he had hooked up to him and the heating pads and everything he had to go through just to be able to suit up. You know, you got to wonder if he wants to go through that again.
We're joined by Tarik El-Bashir, covers the Capitals for Monumental Sports Network. He's on the BetQL guest hotline. So despite the sweep, there were a few bright spots. Fairvari scores two goals in the series, and Hendricks LaPierre's goal last night was just a thing of beauty. So we're going to see more of that heading into next season and beyond. Talk about some of the contributions from those two and some of the other younger players in this series.
Yeah, you know, big picture, you take a few steps back, you look at the way this roster is constructed, and I really like the young guys that have emerged here over the last few months, and they just got some invaluable experience in these playoffs. You really don't know what the playoffs are about until you go through it. And now LaPierre and McMichael and Protas, those guys, they know what it looks like. They know what it feels like. They know what it smells like. They know what it takes to compete at that level. And so I think, you know, that is going to accelerate their growth. But when you look at the way this roster is constructed, I like the core young guys. Like, they're starting to form a really nice middle of the lineup. What general manager Brian McClellan and his team need to do this summer is to start filling in some of those top of the lineup guys. You know, they still need someone who scores easily, the way Obi did early in his career, where you just, every time this player touches the puck, you're like, oh, he might get one here. They don't have one of those guys. They need to get one of those guys, whether it's a number one center, whether it's, you know, a number one right wing or left wing, they've got to go get one of those guys. But I think in general, the future of this team looks pretty good to me. They just have to start adding some of those top of the lineup guys, because, you know, you look at McMichael and LaPierre. I mean, those are guys that, in my opinion, are going to be, you know, middle six centers for a long time in this league. Defensemen take, they say, 200 or so games to really kind of find their groove, to kind of come into their own. Marty Fairvari, he's coming up on that. Rasmus Sandin is coming up on that. Alex Alexiev, I think, took a big step forward. I mean, there were times where I wondered, you know, where Alexiev fit in, or did he fit in? And the last month or so, or I would even say the last 2 months, after Joel Edmondson was traded away, Alexiev made himself into an NHL player. So, again, I like the young nucleus right there, you know, in the middle of the lineup. He's got to add some of those top-end stars to replace Backstrom and replace Evgeny Kuznetsov, Anthony Mantha. They need somebody who can score easily, and eventually they're going to need to add someone who's going to take the reins from John Carlson, who's got some time left, but they don't have that guy, that number one D in the system either.
I assume we're going to see both Lindgren and Kemper back next year as a goalie tandem?
You know, it's a long offseason. Things can happen, but I would say as of today, day after the regular the playoffs ended, I would say yeah. I mean I don't know if there's gonna be a huge market for Darcy. I think the Capitals just hope that he had an off year. And guys, you look at goalies, I kind of feel like they're a little bit like closers in baseball sometimes. You know, like 1 year they have it, the next year they don't, the next year they have it again. It's such a mental game for goaltenders. I don't know the genesis or the source or the reason why Darcy wasn't able to put it together, but he's got all summer to figure it out. But I would say yes. Day after the playoffs ended, I would expect those two to be your tandem in goal next year, and you know, maybe closer to a 50-50 split. But again, long off season.
Joined by Tarik El-Bashir, covers the Caps for Monumental Sports Network. Let's give some Tarik awards, end of the season awards. Who was the Caps MVP this season?
Strome.
No, you know, I'm going to go Lindgren. I know, you know, his 864 in the playoffs, you know, that's a little bit of recency bias. I know maybe people were a little disappointed by that, but, you know, he was outdueled by Igor Shesterkin, who won the Vezina a couple of years ago. The Capitals do not get into the playoffs without Charlie Lindgren, a 30-year-old backup for most of his career, a lot of his career in the minor leagues, stepping forward and becoming a 1A. They just don't get there. So I give him my MVP. I would say, you know, runner-up would probably be Alex Ovechkin. I'd say after that would probably be John Carlson / Dylan Strome. Those are my big four, but Charlie just, to me, stole the show.
Who was your most improved player?
Most improved, I'm going to go Connor McMichael because there wasn't a big enough sample size for LaPierre and for Alexiev. I think they were in the conversation too, but they came on late. But McMichael showed himself this year to be he's ready. He is now an NHL player whose game is going to flourish. He's going to get more responsibility. His playoffs in Hershey last year, regular season in Hershey last year, you could see he was a different player all year, and he got better throughout the season, in my opinion.
And how would you grade Coach Carberry in his first year?
You know, I know I do writing and broadcasting. I don't get a vote. The broadcasters vote for the Jack Adams as Coach of the Year. Uh-huh. I don't get one of those votes. I hope he does get some votes because I thought he did a great job in his first year. I think that coaching staff in general just kind of struck all the right tones. You could tell they were very tight and on the same page. That's always very important. That translates to the players when there's friction. You know, that just doesn't help at all in any aspect of a team. You could tell they were all pulling in the same direction. And just in general, I feel like Carberry is such a great communicator. I think it might have taken him a little bit of time to get to the veterans, you know, being the youngest coach in the NHL. But, you know, he was able to connect with the youngsters and get them to improve. He was able to find the right buttons to press for the veteran players. And, you know, tactically, I mean, you look at the roster and how it looked in the offseason or on day one of training camp, what it looked like yesterday, mm-hmm. It was a cold, totally different roster, totally different. They played a different style of hockey than they wanted to play, you know, 6 months ago. So he was able to, speaking of Carberry, I mean, he was able to adapt to his changing personnel. I think he did an outstanding job. I hope he gets some votes for the Jack Adams. And more importantly, the Caps can go into the offseason now knowing they found their head coach.
Right.
All right, Tark. Good stuff as always. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Tark El-Bashir.
Enjoy your summer.
For the Monumental Sports Network, let me tell you about Main Street Bank. Bank local, cheer local. And business every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit M Street Bank to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Any lender. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to one of our favorites, Mike Lombardi. We'll get back into the NFL draft, his thoughts on what Adam Peters and the Commanders did in the draft. That's coming up at 8 o'clock, but I wanted to mention a couple of things from the weekend. Mm-hmm. On Saturday night, I was part of a great event called Laughs for Life.
Mm-hmm.
One of my neighbors, Mitch Rubenstein, Rubenstein, I should say, has a foundation called the Devin C. Rubenstein Foundation, and it was an event at Lakewood Country Club where they had two comedians come in, and it's a suicide prevention is what the foundation is all about. And the comedians were great, but one thing jumped out at me.
Mm-hmm.
The second comedian,
mm-hmm.
he was good. I can't remember
his
name.
These are professional comedians.
Professional comedians. They both actually, you know, like, When they introduced him, they said he's appeared on the Letterman show.
Right.
He's appeared on, you know, good resumes.
Right.
But he was probably about our age, mid-50s. And he kind of did a bit about it, but it was true. He kind of was saying, he goes, I'm such a loser. He goes, I checked into a hotel, but I don't like to spend the night at the hotel. I'm just napping here. I'm driving back to New York. And this is why he was a loser. He said, he had a game at 9 in the morning. He plays hardball baseball.
You're
wow.
such a loser.
At 50, mid-50s.
Mid-50s. And then he did a whole thing about how everybody's hurt.
Own leagues.
Then he did. Yeah.
That's awesome, though.
I know, but. Yeah, then he did a whole thing about how everybody on the team's always hurt. But it's never because of baseball. Yeah. They're hurt from, like,
they're
stepping
hurt.
Over a baby
they're
gate
hurt
or
from
whatever.
Being old,
right.
Just getting up there in years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of.
I like it.
It struck a little bit of a chord with me because I think I would like to play a team sport. But I'm a little bit afraid of, like, playing old man basketball
sure.
because I've had 5 knee surgeries.
Yeah, you're going to get
hurt. Could I play old man baseball? I haven't played baseball since high school baseball.
You can't do that.
Just softball.
Like, look, when I play
softball,
when I play stinks. Goofy
softball's
tennis.
Softball's silly when you jack one out.
When I play old man tennis on the weekend, it kills me to slide on my compression sleeve for my stupid cap that won't get any better. It kills me to do it. But I have to. Like, at this point, I have to do it.
Part of the deal.
Or I can't play.
And I know
right.
you guys are
sucks.
Pickleball
right.
proponents. I'll play pickleball.
Pickleball.
If we
guy.
Have a pickleball event for the station, mm-hmm. I'll play in that.
Sure.
It's going to be similar to my poker playing. That'll be probably.
Once a year. Yeah.
It's just, I didn't catch the bug. It's just not my thing.
Like me some pickleball.
Maybe it'll happen when I'm 75. I'm not into pickleball.
I saw that Craig Lachlan, who's having his charity golf tournament, I think mm-hmm. June 21st at Norbeck.
I think I'm supposed to play in
They're having a side pickleball tournament during. I think I'm going to have to go. Not play
go.
Golf. Play pickleball.
Well, it's right in your backyard.
What's the date on that? Because I think I committed to playing it 2 or 3 months ago. But when you said that date, I think that's mm-hmm. when I'm in Outer Banks.
Well, then
I don't think I'm coming back from Outer Banks for that.
Probably not.
Like if it's on a Thursday?
I'm still scared of pickle for blowing my Achilles. Like, I've had such scares with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That I don't know, man. I'm kind of out on pickle.
I want to say the last 3 or 4 times I've played tennis indoors, there's a guy that I've played pickle with before who's getting pickle lessons every time I go to play tennis.
Oh, yeah.
He's hardcore into the pickle. Messing around.
I got a couple friends that take it hardcore. You know who takes it hardcore serious? Mike Lonergan.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure he does.
Hardcore serious.
He has for years now.
Yeah.
Seems like Danny takes it super serious. Yeah.
Danny takes it super serious. I got another lacrosse buddy that, like, is hardcore, and he enters these high-end tournaments,
mm-hmm.
and he was shocked he got smoked.
Yeah.
Well, one of the guys that won.
He was with doubles, and he was hoping they would be competitive.
Yeah.
And they really weren't competitive.
Mm-hmm. One of the guys that won our tournament, the Junkies inaugural pickleball tournament, was a guy I used to hoop with all the time. He was a little bit older. I can't even remember. Do we have divisions on age?
No, no, it was divisions by skill level.
Okay, yeah. He won, or maybe he finished second in his level.
Let me just also refresh everybody's memory. The advanced were lumped in with the intermediates, because I was an intermediate, and there were some guys in there that were not intermediates.
No, yeah.
Not even close.
No, the really, really good players are.
Yeah.
The other thing is, at that event, my buddy asked me, well, when we parked there, it was valet parking. Mm-hmm. So I drop off the car. And then I asked my wife, I was like, do you have any money? She has $0.
Uh-oh.
I have $0.
Looked like a cheapskate.
So then I was like, well, I'll just probably ask my buddy Eric if he's got some cash. And then Eric asked somebody else at the table. He's like, hey, do you have any cash? So I bolted with no tip to the valet.
That's a bad look. It's not great.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, it's not great.
I didn't feel like asking like five people. You know what I mean?
You know what? You just weren't prepared.
You know what?
I just weren't prepared.
You can always grasp that the valet has Venmo. Now, he probably doesn't.
It's a little bit of a grasp.
We can always ask him.
You can ask, but it's a full-blown grasp.
I just
put my head down.
This valet up at the Homewood?
Yeah.
I mean,
he's got Venmo, he's got Zelle, he's got them all.
No, he doesn't, but I asked him one time.
Okay.
I said, this is probably a stretch, but do you have Venmo? Because I don't have any dollar bills today.
Right.
He said, no, get me tomorrow. Right. I said, I'll get you tomorrow then. And doubled them up the next day.
Yeah, there you go.
But you'll never see that.
He's not going to drive back there
to hook up the valet.
I put my head down. He handed me the key.
Yeah. Put your head down in shame. You're ashamed.
I was definitely ashamed.
Yeah, you walked out of there, tail between your legs.
It was a great
shame.
Event, but in the back of my mind, the whole time, I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
He's bitter.
And I assessed like the people that I knew that were there. Yeah. Like, I knew quite a few people there. I was like, I feel like such a loser asking for money.
It is not like a great look.
There was one guy who was cool to ask for money, and he was the guy who was sitting next to me, and he asked somebody else for money.
Yeah, then you knew you're out of luck.
Well, I guarantee you that valet thinks you're a loser.
Yeah.
Because I valeted for two summers, and anytime someone stiffed me, I thought they were a loser.
Yeah. So that was Saturday.
The way it is.
People thought I was a loser because I didn't drink. Mm-hmm. And like they had a whole cocktail hour for an hour because I did the Chris Farley's event, the PNC Bank Parkway Classic. And I know we've said it before. Chris has just built a monster. He's built a monster, and it's uber impressive, especially if you know his story. I mean, we met him in 2008, 2009, and he had their stores for a while. But I know the Washington Post writes about it. But when you really think about it, his parents like did a reverse mortgage or whatever, or mortgage their house for him to start a store.
Well, really, doesn't he make most of his money from all the races and everything? I have no idea.
I don't know where he makes the most of his money. I sometimes do the calculations that there's 5,000 people there.
Think about
that. And they're charging him $100 each. Now, he did tell me.
He's got overhead, too.
He told me that the buses, so they had a setup. It was the starting line for the 10-miler. There was three separate events. There was a 10-miler, there was a 5K, and then they have a kids' run. The starting line for the – and I'm not that familiar with the area – is the Mount Vernon area.
Yep, where Drab got married. Hottest wedding ever.
For a lot of people, they had to take buses. Like, the parking is not right there at the starting line. Mm. I think he told me that they spend, like, $250,000 on just the buses.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cost involved.
Sure.
I'm sure, you know, I'm sure it's not cheap to shut down –
You're doing well, though, when you spend
$250,000. I'm sure it's not cheap to shut down a parkway.
No,
and to get the police involved, and I don't know what insurance is, and you know, you get sponsors. PNC Bank was a sponsor, but he just he's built a monster. Like it strikes me every once in a while, like yeah, he sends us shoes and he's got stores, but then you see something like that, and then it can grow.
Yeah, we're just losers. We just got a radio show. I mean, it's fun.
That's all we
great,
do.
But we got
this,
nothing.
This is our empire.
This is
right
it.
Here.
This is it.
This is what we got.
There's no real growth.
No.
It's pretty much over.
We don't have like a foundation.
It's called stagnation.
Yeah.
But it was cool. I did it with my daughter. She kind of dragged me along the race. She lied to me throughout the race. I didn't have a watch or anything. I didn't really want to look at my pace. So. But
I'm
I told
impressed
her,
by your pace.
I
for
told
you being
her,
an old broken man.
Yeah.
You post these times.
All right. I finished in 19th in my age group.
It's pretty damn good.
I don't know how you
pretty
do
solid.
It. I mean, literally, I feel like you're just like such a broken guy.
Yeah, I've had five knee surgeries.
Really, I can't quite figure it out. I guess it's just your will. You have an incredible will. I give you that.
I think I do have a pretty good will at doing those races.
I mean, I mean I just, Terrible Will.
But she got out of
bad Will.
She
like nothing.
I don't even know if she was sweating. She's part of the Venice Running Club.
Yeah.
And so I told her at one point, I was like, if you want to just go, I'll be fine. But she told me like on the first mile, like I said, let's chill early and then I'll pick up every mile. I have my own kind of system, which is weird. I don't stay at a certain pace. I do sprints every song, every like chorus. I do like certain things.
It would make me insane.
Throughout.
But Chris Farley's probably like, what is this dude doing? But it's good time.
That's the most JP thing I've ever heard. When I hear down with the sickness, I start sprinting.
I had a hip hop playlist. Yeah,
yeah. When Jump Around comes on, I really pick it up.
No, it's just like certain things. Like when I get to the mile markers, each progressive mile I will add on to my sprint a few seconds. So like mile marker two, I might only do a 7 second sprint, and then by the time I get to mile number 9, I'm doing a 30 second sprint.
So you call me calculated.
No, he's pretty calculated.
This guy's calculated, man.
But my daughter, congratulations. It's awesome having her home. We did the race together and she just exactly.
House of pain.
I don't know how you do that because like aren't you tired? Like I just don't enjoy running. I can't I wish I got a runner's high.
No, it doesn't exist. That's a fallacy.
His clogged feet stomping on the ground.
I don't understand. I honestly, I feel like
probably
JP's
from a mile
a marvel.
Away.
Probably cracked the.
I feel
the,
like JP's running
parkway.
Technique is brutal and is broken.
Yeah, no wonder he has 10 knee surgeries.
I don't know how he does it. I give you credit, man. Really,
I'm kind of
in awe of you.
No, you're a stomper.
You're a stomper.
I've seen
he's leaving potholes all over the place.
He's just the world's biggest stomper.
He runs angry.
Yeah, I'm criticizing you, but overall, you're getting props because I don't know how you do it.
Anyway,
I basically think you're
to
the
combine those
runner.
Two things, I almost am intrigued to find to see what I can do in a baseball hardball league.
No, you should do softball.
Please
dude.
Do it. No, just let him.
I'll probably strike out every time.
Why would you play a competitive softball team? That you would. You would love that.
Yeah. We did a homies team years ago.
It's the challenge. No, he wants the challenge of hitting
a fastball.
The only
found
guys
it kind of boring.
That play in these hardball leagues over 50 are like ex-college baseball
players.
Yeah,
that's probably true. I'd probably strike out every time.
No, yeah. I just would.
Although this comedian did not look like a former baseball player.
I'm sure that they're fairly
there's
mediocre.
Probably different levels. I'm
yeah,
sure there's different levels.
But just play in a softball league. A competitive softball. I mean, Horsey's been doing it for 30 years. Loves it.
I mean, get you some Boombas.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You know.
I know. I think Valdez plays softball, right?
Not anymore. I'm retired.
Yeah,
he's retired.
Yes. Just retire for now.
Retired.
All right. Got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll get back into the NFL draft with Mike Lombardi here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.